This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a new ad remembers and tries to revive the Hemi. Yeah, we wondered what that was too, and we'll tell you. But first, this long ago turned into the most expensive presidential campaign ever. President Bush and Democratic candidate John Kerry filed their financial reports for June yesterday, and those reports show that the president has raised nearly $232 million. Senator Kerry has raised more than $187 million. A lot of that money has come from small donors, people who contribute $200 or less. And here to talk about this is NPR's Money and Politics correspondent Peter Overby. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Peter, I understand John Kerry has raised more than $1 million a day for the past 5 months. That's just an extraordinary figure. How much of that is big fundraisers versus these small donors?
Can't give you an exact breakdown yet, but I can tell you that in the month of June, they had 325,000 donors, which is just extraordinary. It's more than the Bush campaign had. Both of these campaigns have just an outpouring of money from small donors. President Bush has more small donors than any other presidential candidate ever, and John Kerry has more than any other presidential candidate ever, except for President Bush.
And who are these small donors?
They're people all over the country. There's just an unprecedented level of interest, concern, whatever you want to call it, about this campaign. The candidates are drawing money over the internet. They're doing direct mail. They're doing telemarketing. And people are really responding.
I've heard that the Democrats are better at channeling the internet, whereas the Republicans have a more advanced direct mail campaign. Is that true?
Absolutely. Kerry's internet operation took in $3 million in one day, the last day of June. The day before that, they took in $2 million, both those numbers just on the internet. The Bush campaign isn't nearly as focused on the internet. They are getting thousands of dollars a day over the internet. But the Republicans, over the past 25 years, have built up a very effective small donor operation. And so the Bush campaign is able to connect with that.
Now, we've heard a lot about these outside organizations raising money for the Democrats, especially. I'm thinking of Move On in particular. Mm-hmm. Do the Republicans have similar groups that are doing this, that are, in effect, barn raising for their candidate?
Not so much. There's more of a tradition of that on the Democratic side. And, in fact, early in the campaign, when the Bush-Cheney operation was just starting to raise money, they were sending out messages saying, we need to raise as much as we can because the Democratic nominee and his outside groups will be able to outspend us. And everyone kind of went, yeah, right. But that may actually turn out to be true. The outside groups, Move On, America Coming Together, the Media Fund, they're not necessarily hitting their fundraising targets, but they're doing very, very well.
And there's an article in today's Washington Post that says Kerry and the Democrats running for election to the House and Senate, when you combine those two, they have actually outraised Republicans this year.
You know, it's much easier to raise money from people who are angry than people who are happy. So I think that's a lot of what we're seeing here, that Democrats, liberals, progressives, whatever you want to call those folks, are really angry about the way the Bush administration and the Republican Congress have taken the country, and they're voting with their checkbooks.
So if this is the most expensive presidential campaign ever, whatever happened to campaign finance reform?
Campaign finance reform actually has a lot to do with this. The McCain-Feingold law, the big reform bill a couple of years ago, pushed the parties to do small donor fundraising. It took out the corporate money that the national party committees had come to depend on. So, for instance, the Democratic National Committee took the last of its big corporate and rich people soft money. It took the soft money and put it into an infrastructure to raise small contributions. And we're seeing some of the results of that now.
NPR's Money and Politics correspondent Peter Overby joined us from Washington. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.